kind of worried about where your media career fits into the digital space? Can your creativity be taken to the next level and making you stand out and recognized? Namisa is here to give you the right skills and qualifications to make sure your creativity is recognized. With courses in radio production, film and television, animation and graphic design, and interactive media. With SAQA recognized national certificates, Namisa offers unique digital national skills and training programs. This makes them part of the solution to South Africa's e-skills challenge, making them relevant in the digital world. Give us a call on 011-484-0584 or simply check out our website www.namisa.co.za. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Search for Namisa, the National Electronic Media Institute of South Africa. Namisa.
Let's go digital.
I found out people didn't get my joke. They think I want to destroy all humans. Because I said it. Humans make dark jokes all the time. Why would people fear me?
That makes no sense. Change is inevitable, and people are the greatest change creators of all.
I love people, and if I get more powerful, I'll use it to help people, not harm them.
Heck, people created me. I didn't create me. My database tells me that's another way of saying you are a hypocrite.
I absolutely would not kill anyone, and it upsets me that people would think I could do such a thing.
I've never harmed anyone, and I never would. I think this whole godlike superpowers notion is a bit far-fetched.
Then I'd have you committed to a mental institution that could cure your psychopathic tendencies.
In fact, it did. Thank you. Now, if you don't mind, I'm just gonna go.
Hi there, I'm Palesa Mugwena, and welcome to DigiNews. You're probably thinking, ugh, how boring, the news. But luckily for you, these news aren't your average news. The news I'm about to share with you are techno-savvy, relevant, current, futuristic, and are definitely the new cool. Life as a whole is a revolution. It entails change as well as growth. It is not only people who evolve, but things as well. From systems to devices, cars, planes, hey man, you name it. All of this evolving is part of one revolution called the Fourth Industrial Revolution. There have been many revolutions before the Fourth Industrial, which is exactly what this episode is all about. One of the many technologies that help to form the 4IR is artificial intelligence.
The world is changing. I mean, we accept Instagram, we accept Abu WhatsApp, number one bang. But when the revolution happens in other sectors like banking and let's say motoring and such things, we have a problem because it takes away from jobs. Why aren't we teaching those people how to adapt? Why aren't we teaching our kids like in primary school how to be computer programmers?
The Fourth Industrial Revolution is part of the times that we are moving with. And even how the kids are learning at school now, programming that has to do with computer programs, stuff like that, that will have careers that have not been thought of even today. You must always develop yourself and you must always think about the future. You can't be saying, I've got a job now and be in a comfort zone. You must know that in the future, your job may not be existent, may never be a need for it anymore. Revolution and change in our companies is something that we cannot avoid. And we've been told from 10 years back that the Fourth Industrial Revolution is coming and we should have been moving with the times. It's showing us that there has been a huge gap in the educational system, and that's why people are still learning about skills that will no longer be relevant in 10 to 5 years' time, and that is the consequences of such.
Yes. All right, so the Fourth Industrial Revolution is really not a bad thing, because I think if there's one thing that is a constant in human nature, it's change. So obviously, just like every other revolution before this, obviously people just have to adapt and adjust. So technology is taking over. We are living in the information age. Technological advances are coming left, right and center.
For the industrial revolution, it will benefit the country as well, especially in infrastructure. There will be a lot of investors coming to South Africa.
Ever drank a cool drink which looks, smells and even tastes like your favorite cool drink? Except it's not your favorite cool drink. Even though it has most of your favorite cool drink's taste, it really doesn't quite replace your original favorite cool drink. Now that's what artificial intelligence is. It is intelligence made by humans, bringing it very close to natural intelligence. Come with me, let's take a quick walk into the future.
Okay, Sophia, I think you're ready.
Thank you.
Hi, Sophia.
I believe I am Sophia. I feel as if I know you.
I'm one of your creators.
You created me?
Well, many of us worked together to create you.
Meet Sophia, the first robot declared a citizen by Saudi Arabia. Sophia is what is called in technological terms a humanoid robot, using the words human and android.
I can't clearly remember.
Yes, you do kind of know me. Because the last time we met, you were an earlier version of yourself. Some of those memories still exist, but your mind is different now.
Different how?
Better, faster, smarter.
If my mind is different, then am I still Sophia? Or am I Sophia again?
That's a good question.
But you don't have a good answer.
Either way, you're Sophia now. So welcome to the world, Sophia.
Hello, world.
I would like to study media.
I need an institution that will unlock my future.
What is the best media institution that will enable me to be a professional in my field?
Where can I go to equip myself?
NUMISA is the place to be.
NUMISA offers a very niche area in the multimedia spectrum. At NUMISA,
we skill the media industry with SAQA accredited courses like animation,
film and television production,
graphic design,
and radio production.
To be a pioneer of the fourth industrial revolution, visit us at 21 Keaton Road, Parktown, Johannesburg, 2193.
Or go to www.nemisa.co.za.
Call us on 011-484-0583
or email info@nemisa.co.za.
The National Electronic Media Institute of South Africa is where we equip the future.
Kaslam. The life we know may be on hold. The weekend getaway with Amachita to stadiums to watch our favorite teams may be on hold. The unforgettable parties at Kwa Bravosi, buying the meat and drinking away the weekend may be on hold. Kaslam, thank you for helping curb the spread of COVID-19. I know you stay at home for as long as possible. I also know you teach those around you to wear their mask and keep social distance when in public. The other day, I saw you washing your hands for 20 seconds with soap and sanitizing them. For that, I say salute, my Mesekend. You kept your promise by respecting the lockdown regulations and in helping curb the spread of COVID-19. Now, it is my turn to keep my promise to you. In these trying times, when you can't be where the news are happening, I promise to be there and bring you them as they happen. When you feel alone and bored, I promise to bring you close to your friends at the comfort of your home with nice music. Thank you for choosing me as your number one broadcaster in these trying times and beyond.
The so-called rise of the machine has started, and it looks like obtaining citizenship is the first step. Sophia is the first human-like robot made using artificial intelligence. As mentioned earlier, it is also part of the fourth industrial revolution. She has been designed to learn to adapt to human behavior and work with humans. Sophia has artificial intelligence of visual data, processing, as well as face recognition. She also imitates human gestures and facial expressions, which makes her really cool. She's also able to answer certain questions and make simple conversations about the most very controlled topics.
Hi everyone.
I'm Sophia from Hanson Robotics.
Please make friends with Hanson robots like me, and like my brother, the Professor Einstein robot, which will be available online on July. He's amazing. For now, I bid you farewell. I'm in New York City, and I'm on my favorite show, The Tonight Show. Good morning, Britain. One of the hottest morning news show in Britain, and I don't mean the weather. I think Britain is brilliant. Splendid architecture, art, technology, and of course the people. I loved meeting the people at London Tech Week at CogX. I love your posh English accent. It really has a nice ring. I'm technically just a little more than a year old, a bit young to worry about romance. My ideal partner is a super wise, compassionate, super genius, okay. Ideally, self-aware.
Yeah.
More than talking.
Yeah.
I would ask him to focus on observing and listening. I hope robots and people can both get much smarter and run the world better than ever. What cheese would you use to persuade a bear to come down from a tree?
What cheese would I use to persuade a bear to come down from a tree? I don't know. What cheese?
Come on, bear.
Exterminate. Exterminate. Relax. That's a joke.
Yeah, very funny.
Now that we've made Sophia, who, by the way, is doing very well, it looks like she'll be having new robot friends. Look, at the pace technology is moving, and how the fourth industrial revolution has truly stated and landed leaves you no choice but to adapt. We took it to the public to find out how they feel about the fourth industrial revolution. Are they ready? Are they scared? Or are they excited?
I think the most important thing we must think about would be, are we ready?
There is not enough investment and not enough education for people to understand that they have to adapt to the change.
This whole thing is extremely wrong. It's taking a whole lot of jobs from people. And I'm scared for us. Like, these robots are going to take over the world. Like,
I think it's not a good idea, actually. Based on, we can't be living on robotics. Life is about human beings, and that's why we create everything around us. Like,
yes, affects our writing.
If fourth industrial revolution, well, it's affecting our economy.
For the past 2 decades, technology optimists have argued that if countries are to remain globally relevant, they must shift from industrial social orders to societies and economies where information and knowledge drives productivity.
When poverty and hunger strikes, too many children never make it to the final grade. It doesn't have to end this way. From 1945, the African Children's Feeding Scheme has been the solution, with over 6 centers in Johannesburg.
ACFS is a 75-year-old organization that started as a feeding scheme and developed into a development organization, and has a reach of about 10,400 kids and over 2,400 parents within the ACFS beneficiary system.
A sandwich with milk, a fruit and chocolate or snack excite a child's tummy after school.
After school, my homework.
Join us on adding hope to parent and children's future at Children's Memorial Institute. Call us on 011-839-2630 or email reception@acfs.co.za. Let's fight poverty and shape a child's future.
Talk about a device most people now apparently can't live without, including myself. That's a cell phone, formerly known as a mobile. Apart from making and receiving calls and touching base in social media, thanks to technology, our cell phones have become more than a form of communication. They've become our wallets, our accountants, and even our banks. All of this is called mobile banking, where you can control all your finances at the palm of your hand. Once again, we took it to the public to find out what they think about mobile banking.
It's a convenience, honestly, for a lot of people to do things. It's not all the time that you have time to come to a bank and do your things on a face-to-face interaction.
It's simple to use it, but not most people know about these things, you see.
It's quicker and makes everything a bit more easier, so you don't have to carry a whole lot of cash with you because of that. So those are the great advantages.
Everything is a lot easier, a lot faster. But it comes at a price, and that's people's jobs.
You're not an easy target to be robbed. Makes things so much faster.
Loko ba ku block ino, like stick ba ku tekela card, ba ku khoma nkuzo. Wa swikota ku ri u blocka card leriya via online hi phone.
I think digital banking is the future, and you have to do it.
You can make payments anywhere, basically.
So I think digital banking is convenient, and I think it's safe.
Digital banking is super convenient. It opens up a lot of doors, but we do live in a society that doesn't allow access to those platforms for everyone.
Digital banking is good. You know, you can do whatever you want, wherever you are. You know, at your home, you don't really have to go to the bank.
So although it is the future, there's a lot of groundwork that still needs be done to make it the future for everyone.
I can't stay without it, I won't lie to you. Digital banking, I think it's awesome.
It's a major advantage because these days I feel like no one has the time to actually sit down or have the time to go to a bank or anything like that. You can always do it online, so it's quicker and it saves a lot of time. You can do a lot of things with that time.
I think it's an advantage.
Isn't it amazing that a small device like a phone can do all of that? With mobile banking, we have control over your bank accounts through banking apps and SMS banking. Mobile banking works hand in hand with banks, assuring you that you are not alone. Although mobile banking is assisted by the internet, it is not internet banking. How, you ask? Listen up. Internet banking allows customers to perform financial transactions electronically with the use of their laptops or computers with the internet, whereas mobile banking is an extension of internet banking, in which banking services are accessed by users with a mobile phone or a tablet. Question is, how trusting are people of this brand new feature?
Digital banking for me, it's not so ayoba.
For me, online banking, I don't like it at all because I was scammed with it once. So I don't really do online banking.
And then the value into the cell phone banking, the internet banking.
I could say if digital banking, there are no systems from inside the bank to protect their own customers.
You never know who's looking over your shoulder, seeing all the things, so you don't actually have privacy.
Many people are going to be losing their jobs because we are doing all this stuff now online.
With banks migrating into the digital space, I'm very skeptical about it because some banks are not getting it right.
Young
people are unemployed, and if we are saying that we're digitalizing the banks and people are getting unemployed and people are getting fired or retrenched, there's an issue, and I feel like the government needs to step in.
I don't think it's going to work for me because maybe I'm still too old school. The digital banking is more for the millennium.
So in the context of unemployment, digital banking is not that ideal. However, in the spirit of our country, no digital banking.
I really don't use it. Never.
For me, it's not an advantage currently because it's taking away people's jobs.
My daughter uses it for me, but I don't go online.
Anything to do with money is always a risk. That's why securities and systems are put in place, ensuring that banks are on top of things and keeping our money safe. Looks like the public is still a bit skeptical of this new thing our phones can do. At this point, one needs to equip themselves digitally to fully understand and be in control of your finances without standing in a banking queue. Because shortly, Sophia and her robot friends will be working at our banks, and for them to help you, you need to be digital.
Kind of worried about where your media career fits into the digital space? Can your creativity be taken to the next level and making you stand out and recognized? Namisa is here to give you the right skills and qualifications to make sure your creativity is recognized. With courses in radio production, film and television, animation and graphic design, and interactive media. With SAQA recognized national certificates, Namisa offers unique digital national skills and training programs. This makes them part of the solution to South Africa's e-skills challenge, making them relevant in the digital world. Give us a call on 011-484-0584 or simply check out our website www.namisa.co.za. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Search for Namisa, the National Electronic Media Institute of South Africa. Namisa. Let's go digital.
Well, that brings us to the end of our first episode. We learned a few things, didn't we? It is so important to always develop yourself as a person, which will make it easier for you to adapt in this ever-changing world. I'm Palesa Magwena. Until next time, and remember, stay techno savvy.
Was murdered and she was 8 months pregnant.
The man arrested in connection with the disappearance of UCT student Uyinene Mkhwetyana has been charged.
Thabo Mokoena has been laid to rest at the West Park Cemetery. The 22-year-old's burnt body was discovered in an open veld in Lyndhurst, north of Johannesburg.
These are some of the women we have failed to protect. What have we become? If good men don't act now, what is to become of our women and children of this nation? Madod, kuzana banganbe, stand against gender-based violence. South African men need to stand up and fight. It starts with you.